This is the reading for February 4th. Psalm 35. Lord, battle with those who battle with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Pick up the shield and armor. Rise up and help me. Lift up your spears, both large and small, against those who chase me. Tell me, I will save you. Make those who want to kill me be ashamed and disgraced. Make those who plan to harm me turn back and run away. Make them like chaff blown by the wind, as the angel of the Lord forces them away. Let their road be dark and slippery as the angel of the Lord chases them. For no reason they spread out their net to trap me. For no reason they dug a pit for me. So let ruin strike them suddenly. Let them be caught in their own nets. Let them fall into the pit and die. Then I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be happy when He saves me. Even my bones will say, Lord, who is like you? You save the weak from the strong, the weak and poor from robbers. Men without mercy stand up to testify. They ask me things I do not know. They repay me with evil for the good I have done, and they make me very sad. Yet when they were sick, I put on clothes of sadness and showed my sorrow by going without food. But my prayers were not answered. I acted as if they were my friends or brothers. I bowed in sadness as if I were crying for my mother. But when I was in trouble, they gathered and laughed. They gathered to attack before I knew it. They insulted me without stopping. They made fun of me and were cruel to me and ground their teeth at me in anger. Lord, how long will you watch this happen? Save my life from their attacks. Save me from these people who are like lions. I will praise you in the great meeting. I will praise you among crowds of people. Do not let my enemies laugh at me. They hate me for no reason. Do not let them make fun of me. They have no cause to hate me. Their words are not friendly, but are lies about peace-loving people. They speak against me and say, Aha, we saw what you did. Lord, you have been watching. Do not keep quiet. Lord, do not leave me alone. Wake up. Come and defend me. My God and Lord, fight for me. Lord, my God, defend me with your justice. Don't let them laugh at me. Don't let them think, Aha, we got what we wanted. Don't let them say, We destroyed him. Let them be ashamed and embarrassed because they were happy when I was hurt. Cover them with shame and disgrace because they thought they were better than I was. May my friends sing and shout for joy. May they always say, Praise the greatness of the Lord who loves to see his servants do well. I will tell of your goodness and will praise you every day. Exodus chapter 19. Exactly 3 months after the Israelites had left Egypt, they reached the desert of Sinai. When they left Rephidim, they came to the desert of Sinai and camped in the desert in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up on the mountain to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain and said, Say this to the family of Jacob and tell the people of Israel, Every one of you has seen what I did to the people of Egypt. You saw how I carried you out of Egypt, as if on eagle's wings, and I brought you here to me. So now, if you obey me and keep my agreement, you will be my own possession, chosen from all nations. Even though the whole earth is mine, you will be my kingdom of priests and a holy nation. You must tell the Israelites these words. So Moses went down and called the older leaders of the people together. He told them all the words the Lord had commanded him to say. All the people answered together, We will do everything he has said. Then Moses took their answer back to the Lord. And the Lord said to Moses, I will come to you in a thick cloud and speak to you. The people will hear me speaking with you and will always trust you. Then Moses told the Lord what the people had said. The Lord said to Moses, Go to the people and have them spend today and tomorrow preparing themselves. They must wash their clothes and be ready by the day after tomorrow. On that day, I, the Lord, will come down on Mount Sinai and all the people will see me. But you must set a limit around the mountain that the people are not to cross. Tell them not to go up on the mountain and not to touch the foot of it. Anyone who touches the mountain must be put to death with stones or shot with arrows. No one is allowed to touch him. Whether it is a person or an animal, he will not live. But the trumpet will make a long blast, and only then may the people go up on the mountain. After Moses went down from the mountain to the people, he made them prepare themselves for service to God, and they washed their clothes. Then Moses said to the people, Be ready in 3 days. Do not have sexual relations during this time. On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning with a thick cloud on the mountain. There was a very loud blast from a trumpet, and all the people in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord came down on it in fire. The smoke rose from the mountain like smoke from a furnace, and the whole mountain shook wildly. The sound from the trumpet became louder. Then Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. When the Lord came down on top of Mount Sinai, he called Moses to come up to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down and warn the people that they must not force their way through to see me. If they do, many of them will die. Even the priests who may come near me must first prepare themselves. If they don't, I, the Lord, will punish them." Moses told the Lord, "The people cannot come up on Mount Sinai because you yourself told us, set a limit around the mountain and set it apart as holy." The Lord said to him, "Go down and bring Aaron up with you, but don't allow the priests or the people to force their way through. They must not come up to the Lord, or I will punish them." So Moses went down to the people and told them these things. Exodus chapter 20. Then God spoke all these words, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, where you were slaves. You must not have any other gods except me. You must not make for yourselves an idol that looks like anything in the sky above, or on the earth below, or in the water below the land. You must not worship or serve any idol, because I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. If you hate me, I will punish your children and even your grandchildren and great-grandchildren. But I show kindness to thousands who love me and obey my commands. You must not use the name of the Lord your God thoughtlessly. The Lord will punish anyone who misuses his name. Remember to keep the Sabbath holy. Work and get everything done during 6 days each week, but the seventh day is a day of rest to honor the Lord your God. On that day, no one may do any work, not you, your son or daughter, your male or female slaves, your animals, or the foreigners living in your cities. The reason is that in 6 days the Lord made everything, the sky, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. On the seventh day he rested. So the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother so that you will live a long time in the land that the Lord your God is going to give you. You must not murder anyone. You must not be guilty of adultery. You must not steal. You must not tell lies about your neighbor. You must not want to take your neighbor's house. You must not want his wife or his male or female slaves, or his ox or his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. When the people heard the thunder and the trumpet, and when they saw the lightning and the smoke rising from the mountain, they shook with fear and stood far away from the mountain. Then they said to Moses, "Speak to us yourself, and we will listen. But don't let God speak to us, or we will die." Then Moses said to the people, "Don't be afraid, because God has come to test you. He wants you to respect him so you will not sin." The people stood far away from the mountain while Moses went near the dark cloud where God was. Then the Lord told Moses to say these things to the Israelites, "You yourselves have seen that I talked with you from heaven. You must not use gold or silver to make idols for yourselves. Do not worship these gods in addition to me. Make an altar of dirt for me and sacrifice on it your whole burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, your sheep and your cattle. Worship me in every place that I choose, and I will come and bless you. If you use stones to make an altar for me, don't use stones that you have shaped with tools. When you use any tools on them, you make them unsuitable for use in worship. And you must not go up to my altar on steps, or people will be able to see under your clothes."